2007, and I got a little rant for you today. Lots of stuff happening in the world, and of course, again, we always on the French Connection seem to test this our theories out on finance. There's a big mess starting to unfold in our financial structure, and it's actually been long in coming. But and many of you are well aware that our housing markets with the subprime loans that were made during the last 5 years are becoming they're not being paid back, and they're in foreclosure. And the next level up is like a subprime. It's like an A prime, which is a little better credit rating, but those are going belly up as well, another $300 billion. That's an awful lot of homeless people coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know where they're going to have to live, maybe with mom and dad again, or maybe on the streets, or who the heck knows. But this is just the tip of the iceberg, because basically there's no jobs out there unless you're willing to, willing, because the Mexicans seem to always find work doing jobs that most people find distasteful, and yet we'll build jobs for these people, the middle-class Americans, in universities and in the government. Give them a government job, print some more money, give them a government job. And basically, those taxes that come out of the manufacturing base that's left behind are just absolutely killing the small businessman. So they're going to be out soon too. There's not much left of the American economy. In fact, it's just a smoke and mirrors economy, as I'd like to say. We've, on the French Connection, have pointed you listeners and you interested parties, which there are tens of thousands of you now that tune into the French Connection, to a video called The Money Masters. It talks clearly about the boom-bust cycles that are created by these private banks, these private central banks. The Federal Reserve, of course, you know, is not a federal agency. It is a private bank owned by stockholders who are from a single ethnic community. They all happen to be Ashkenazi Jews. And essentially, ladies and gentlemen, this same group is in charge of the European Central Bank, as well as the Bank for International Settlement, which clears all international transactions, and on and into infinitum with the banking structure around the world. South Africa's bank, the Japanese have their banking ties to it, everybody. Australia, doesn't matter where you go. But we're coming to a point now where they've used the treasury of America, they've used the sweat off the Americans' backs since the Second World War to pump up the rest of the world. Now they're ready to implode the United States, and with it will come control. And you can see it everywhere. I mean, see it here in France, terrible. I was telling Eric on a phone call earlier, I live out in the countryside, and I was taking a route that I don't usually take home through villages. And we're talking villages of 500, 1,000 people, 600 people. And there were roadblocks set up in a small village checking people's papers. Now, there was nobody they were looking for particularly. It didn't seem like they were on their toes for anything. They were just putting the fear of government into people. That's what they were doing. And it's not the first time. They set up these blocks everywhere, and they just demand everybody's information. And here in France, if you are not found with an ID, that's a crime. You have to carry your ID all the time. And I thought to myself, you know, the template for America's control system, much of it has come from the place I live, sadly. I mean, being out here, I get less of it than I would in the larger cities, but Europe in general has had this structural control system placed on it for many generations, in fact, and that this is what socialism leads to, you know, power at the top. And, you know, it's interesting, rather than giving somebody control over their own money, they ship the money to Paris, and then Paris hands back what it wants you to have. And so like 62% of the gross domestic product of this country goes to Paris. So my point being, we see the technology racing ahead to meet this thing, and, you know, we're just going to be a bunch of automatons if we don't stop these people. Now, many people get sick of fighting this fight. You know, many people just throw their hands up and say, well, why bother? I mean, we're not winning. We're not. Well, we are winning because the first part of the fight is information. Now, of course, they're always going to stay in control until they don't any longer. I mean, sounds like a redundancy or a stupid statement, but the fact is they're control over the facts of what they've been doing and what they are doing are eroding. Now, in spite of knowing that Alex Jones is a person in charge of trying to keep information away from pointing to Israel, because that's what his principal job is, he does point to some lower level issues that make people sit up and take notice. However, he does it in a way that makes you feel powerless. And I don't ever want to do that on the French Connection, because I always want you to feel empowered by the information. And I want you to feel like you can take some of this stuff and start making arrangements, plans. I mean, one of the things I don't have, and interesting was when I first met Eric, I said, well, Eric, what's your phone number? He gave it to me. I said, you have a cell phone? He said, no, I don't have a cell phone. And he said, do you? And I said, no, I don't either. It seems like anybody with knowledge in this whole thing, we don't do that. We don't need that. We don't want that. We don't want to be found. We don't want to be tracked. We don't want to be. You see, if you participate in the way they've built this system, and most people are too stupid to know what's happening to them, so they participate. But if you know that this stuff is going to start being used as a way of controlling you, why would you participate in it? Why would you buy products from Israel? Why would you buy things from companies you know are criminally controlled? Why would you have a cell phone when you know they can do things with it? One, for convenience? How convenient is that, really? How good an idea is it? And if you apply this simple thought process to everything you do, I don't eat very many... I don't eat OGM food. I don't eat food. OGM is the French term for bio foods that are coming out of these Frankenstein foods that are coming out. Because I make sure that I don't have that stuff in my system. I have a little patch of garden here. Although I have a farming area, you don't need a lot of land to have a garden. So that takes me out of that part of their criminality. I drink water that is filtered and made sure that it's clean and in good quality. And I do the stuff that I know is going to empower me, because that's really the way you fight back on an individual level. And then what you'd start doing is sharing that method of fighting with other like-minded people. And what you start finding is that this grassroots sharing of information and finding new ways of living our lives and going back to the fundamentals, as it were, and starting to, instead of, you know, buying things to be thrown out in 6 months, you buy something that's qualitative and it lasts, and you stick with it, you use it, you repair it, you buy quality products and buy them once instead of the throwaway junk coming in from China. Don't participate in building this Chinese a juggernaut. Participate in building up your own quality of life with quality things. Do you really need a seventh room on your six-room house when you've got three people living in it, especially considering that it would cost you another mortgage that might put you into debt or hock. Well, you know, that it might be too late to even think about doing that because of the front banking system's probably not going to loan you money at this late date. But had you been thinking this way two, three, 4 years ago, before you added that extra room on, maybe your financial situation would be a heck of a lot rosier right now. This kind of approach with all your decisions empowers you because it helps you stay removed from this system that they're building. Some states are balking at the idea of this ID card, this national ID card, and in fact, the mainstream press is putting it out there as though there's no opposition to it and it's a good idea. Of course, they don't talk very much about the fact that Montana doesn't want it, elements of Montana don't want it, New Hampshire is balking at having that, people in Iowa, I think, not Iowa, Idaho, and several other places. It should be a grassroots movement across the country to refuse having that. And they're saying that you won't be able to get on airplanes without it. Well, I don't think that's true either. I think international flights, you still need a passport. And in fact, if you carry a passport, you won't need that ID crap. I mean, when I go back to America, when they let me come back, I don't know when that'll be. But when I go back, I'm just going to have a passport. I'm not going to have a federal ID. I don't want one. I don't want bio information on it. I don't want thumbprints and iris scans on it. And I'm not going to participate in it. As aren't so many others out there. And I'm not going to participate in your Frankenstein food. And I'm not going to participate in buying things that help Israel. And I'm not going to participate in voting for the least best choice out of two. You know, Democrat or Republican, who are you going to pick here? Well, neither one. They're both crooks. They're both bought and paid for. You know, these are the kinds of things that we can all do. And these empower you. They're not like, oh, you're going to be chipped, and oh, you're going to be, you know, they're coming for you, the death cult. Buy my video, you know. Buy his video, and all your fears are gone. All your problems are solved. Terror storm, you know, they're coming. What terror storm? There's no terror storm, you fool. There's a criminal government involved here. That's all it is. And it's all about money, power, and control. All of it. Not one thing about these people's religious beliefs. They're not doing this for religion. They're doing it for control. They're trying to return us to a serf and lord system here of very, very powerful, elite, rich Ashkenazi Jews who are working to have a supremacist control over our financial and daily lives. And it's working because the rank and file Jews down below, they're not actually getting any benefit from this. It's just the elites at the top, these mega trillionaire people who are trickling down some of their wealth to the next level. And then those are their henchmen. Those are their Warren Buffetts of the world and their, you know, their Miller families of the world and their Brothman families of the world and their Walper families and the Crown family and the Honig family. Those are the people that are, you know, second tier down. But face it, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about religion, in my view, and I don't think that it's ever been. It's always been about control and power, and you'll get that sense clearly when you watch the Money Masters. And I want everybody out there to go to Google Video, if you would, or go to the transcripts and go through the Money Masters. Understand the multiple hundreds of years that we have been under this onslaught by these criminals. Also understand that much of their power and control came from the De Medici fortune out of Venice and out of Florence, Firenze, and was migrated north to Paris by the Jews in 1430 when they took over the guilds of Italy. Yeah, it's history. History exposes these criminals, the Balfour documents. You know about Israel's forming. You know about the transfer agreement. You know about, you know, they even tried to get rid of the heritage of Adolf Hitler because it had Jewish roots going back to Rothschild. So they dug up graveyards back in World War II trying to cover it up. You know, and, and then the Anne Frank diary there, and they're trying to put you in jail over in Germany if you question the validity of Anne Frank's diary. But they don't happen to tell you that the last 30% of that diary was actually written in ballpoint pen, which didn't come around until 1950. That's right. Now, they may have tried to gone back and tried to correct that, but the original document that came out in the 50s when they first launched this idea, this story, the last part of it was actually written in ballpoint pen. That didn't exist at the time this girl supposedly was taken out of Holland and sent to wherever they sent her. I'm not sure about the whole story on it and stuff. I haven't been to the museum, and I don't know about this stuff. But I do know that history is the best teacher here if you get the facts, if you get the truth. I mean, if you get their history, they're all the victims. That's all you're going to get out of there, reading their stuff. And they're in charge of history departments. They're in charge of, you know, I remember back in NYU that the head of my French history department was a Levy. And she had written 12 books on the French Revolution, clearly never talking about the connection between Jewish financing and the Jacobin assault on the royal family here. And they don't ever tell you about the Jewish money that went in, the $20 million loan that went in to attack the Tsar's regime in the beginning of the last century. And all of this stuff, but it is all there if you dig. You dig? It's there. And it does not point to a religious battle, although people draw those lines because that seems to be the best fight to place everybody in. It's always been about power, control, servitude. It's really a financial monopoly that has grown into food monopolies, water monopolies, energy monopolies, steel, all of the different natural resources, transportation. Now it's a big security system monopoly being put in place, electronic monopoly, goes on and on. These are the control points that these people have bought their way into controlling. And, you know, they've had success, but you don't have to help them. Don't have to participate. Now, we do use systems on the internet that we know darn well these people are in control of. I use Rupert Murdoch's nonsense over there at MySpace. Why? Because it seems to be a place to network. And frankly, I don't have anything these people could break my door down and discover about me. I'm pretty much an open book here. So I want the facts to come out, so I'm not trying to hide anything. So if they're going to allow me their median, their median of exchange, of the idea exchange, which is, you know, Microsoft systems or whether it's using MySpace or others, I'm going to use them. Because that is something that we will use anybody's system. To get the word out, I'll use anybody's system, basically. Because basically they own all those systems, so we'd never have any airplay if we weren't able to use them. And why would they let us still on them? Well, they're trying to stop me. They've banned me in libraries. They've banned me in businesses. They've banned me in all of the British libraries in the countryside, according to many of my listeners. Can't go to the libraries there and listen anymore, and I'm being called a hate monger, and a racist, and all this other stuff. I'm not a racist. I'm an anti-criminal, plain and simple. But again, we need to empower each other with ideas. We need to empower each other by learning new methods and ways to take the power away from the system that they have created. And it's good practice for any difficulties that might come along in the future. You know, if things actually do get more complex in your daily lives, knowing how to garden and knowing how to use and do things without having to resort to spending unnecessary resources on using their systems. You know, it's starting to eat your food fresh rather than canned, although having canned goods in reserve. I mean, different things, different strategies that you can start employing are very important. So I want to let everybody know that the fight is still on, that the information is coming out. There is They're even having to discuss this on a lot of mainstream radio stations that are owned by Clearstream and Sinclair Broadcasting, all the ones that are giving Alex Jones his new airspace. They're completely Zionist-owned, guys. I mean, the Zionists love Alex Jones. Yes, they do. And, yeah, you shouldn't, but they do. But they're having to talk about the issues of what Israel's doing. Which brings me to my last subject for the night. I watched a video. I was horrified by it. Horrified by a 7-year-old 400-pound child. I was struck dumb by what I saw. Now, why am I bringing that up? Well, have we lost our minds to the point where somebody would not have a 400-pound 7-year-old still in the home with its parents? Why wouldn't somebody go over there with a blackjack and beat those parents' heads in and take that kid and stop shoveling food in the mouth of that kid? Kid's going to die. It's having all kinds of problems, heart problems, rectal problems, organ problems. It's flat-out murder. But when you understand the idea that these parents are just so stupid they don't know the difference, unbelievable. Really. Unbelievable. Couldn't believe it when I saw it. 7 years old, 400 pounds. And they said, well, when she was 5, she was 200. So that means in the last 2 years, they ballooned this kid up double. I mean, unbelievable. If you see this video, you'll want to vomit. But instead of doing that, I want people to understand that you know, you may be shocked by the level of ignorance. Well, you're probably not. If you go to a shopping mall sometime and just look around. That's what I've often said on these broadcasts. If you want to know how bad things are, go to a shopping mall. I almost never go shopping, and here's the funniest thing: when I don't have any money, but that kind of helps not having to go shopping. But I don't like it anyway. And the things that I buy here, and the things that I often go to secondhand places and buy old things that are solid when they were built well. Tables that were built well. There's no pressed wood involved in the building of it. And I take them home and I redo them new. Sand them, clean them, make them brand new. And these are things that will last hundreds of years because they've already lasted 50, 80 years. While other people are out there buying things that are going to last 10 years and going to be in the rubbish can. It's a strategy, guys. And it's cheaper. It's a strategy and it's cheaper. Try giving that that perspective a thought. Try not having to use a cell phone. You think you're so important that everybody needs to find you on a cell phone all the time? Well, if that's the case, good luck with that. Me, personally, I don't need it. I don't want it. It's not part of what I want in my life, and I'm not going to live that way. Anyway, this is my rant for tonight. You know, I wasn't going to do something, but I thought it would be an opportunity here to tell you that we can take charge of our own lives. We continue to spread this information. Spread it everywhere. Get back on the forums. Get back on the message boards. French Connection. Bolin's articles. Eric Hofschmidt's work. French Connection's audio files. The news cycles we've put up. And get out there and look at that video, The Money Masters. It tells you everything you need to know. 3 hours long, guys, but it is packed full of information that will blow your mind. And he's got it documented. He tells you of the history books. He tells you where to find it. He tells you who was involved. Old Bill Still has done a very, very good job of helping to inform the country. Do your due diligence and go see that. Tell everybody else to see it as well. It'll let you know exactly how these people have taken the country over. And it'll also let you know that this is not about anything booga booga. You know, it's not about the Luciferians and this and that. That's, you know, some of these people might be into that and some might not. But it's really the people at the top. It's about money, power, and control. And it's about them taking this world and our country away from its rightful owners, the people, and turning it into a feudal state. So don't let them. We're not going to let them. Get out there and fight. Fight. Fight them. Everywhere you can. Tell everybody that'll listen. Tell everybody that won't listen, so they've heard it at least. Go get them, guys. And I'll be talking to you soon. We've got guests coming up. I'm going to do another file probably this weekend to talk to Eric about it. Maybe we'll have something to say. Until then, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you to be well. Bye-bye now.